This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Let's get some cat talk here. Brought to us by our friends over at Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. You can see this man's work online at FloridaPanthers.com. A reporter and host for the team's website. Does a fantastic job covering him every single day. We steal a lot of his tweets. He gives us a lot of information. Jameson Olive joining us here on the program. We're going to talk about that thrilling win last night. A lot happening in the world of your Panthers. Jameson, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate you.
No problem. Thanks for having me. And you guys can steal my tweets anytime.
Appreciate that. Always boots on the ground and always giving us the latest, man. Who were you more impressed with yesterday if you had to pick one, Alexander Barkov or Sergei Bobrovsky?
Ooh, you know, at this point, I think with Sasha, you know, you're not surprised anymore. Yeah, he can do that any day. He's, you know, a top five player in the NHL in my book, just for what he does at both ends of the ice. So I think for me, it's Bob, just because of that game-saving stop he had at the end, the shorthanded breakaway. That was massive. You know, the Panthers did a great job in front of him. They didn't allow a lot of pucks to get to him, but when they needed the big save, he was there. So in the big moment with the spotlight shining the brightest, you know, Bob came up with that big save. So I'm going to give the win to Bob there.
Yes. Yes, I think so. I agree with that. I made fun of Bob when he first got here because he was giving up a lot of goals. But how important is the defense in front of him? Did it make that much of a difference, or is Bob just more comfortable in what he's doing now? Because they always talk about the defense in front of him. Bob always talks about the defense in front of him. But we all tend to look at Bob.
You know, when you look at that, especially in hockey, you can never have a really great goaltender behind a terrible defense. It typically doesn't happen. It takes both sides. But the fact is, it still does come down to those moments like last night where it's a one-on-one situation. The goaltender's got to be the man. And Bob was the man. And he's been the man the last couple of years here with the Panthers. You know, early on, the Panthers maybe asked that too often of him. I mean, the amount of odd man rushes the Panthers gave up, you know, 4 or 5 years ago compared to right now, it's night and day. Right. But, you know, in the playoffs in crunch time, I mean, I go all the way back to 2 years ago, round one against Boston, when he makes that save on Brad Marchand in Boston, which kind of flips that whole series around. He has that power. He has that ability. It's just you can't ask it too much of him. And that's with any goaltender. And the Panthers now have that perfect balance where they play great defense in front of them. But when, you know, a guy does get past them, when Bob's got to be the man, he's the man right now. And it's been so impressive because, like you said, he's been on a roller coaster here ever since he got here with the Panthers. You know, he came in making a big money contract. Things weren't going great right off the bat. He lost his job for a little bit. Let's not forget. He gets it back. And now here he is, the man again, you know, already punched his ticket to the Hall of Fame.
How rare is seven power plays and no goals? How rare is that?
You know, against the Tampa Bay Lightning, I'll say it's very rare because they've had one of the NHL's top power plays for a long time. Even without Steven Stamkos, you still have Victor Hedman, you still have Nikita Kucherov, Jake Gensel, you still have some insane weapons on that top unit. So that's really impressive. And of course, Bob did make some big saves. But when you look at the penalty kill last night, getting those seven kills, it was a lot of Gustav Forsling. It was a lot of Aaron Ekblad, not just the blocks, but the sticks in the lanes. I mean, Seth Jones also did a great job for just getting thrust into action right away. His stick was great, you know, clogging up the passing lanes, not letting the Lightning get off the one-timers and the shots they want to get off. So it's rare, and especially against the Tampa Bay Lightning. So I think, you know, you go back to what Paul Maurice said after the win last night, the penalty kill won them the game, and that is the fact. And that's not just the PK unit, it's Bob plus the killers in front of them.
We were listening to Paul last week a little bit, and he was saying that, you know, they're getting wins, but like he wasn't thrilled with the style that they were playing. So like, were you surprised that that Bill comes out? I mean, we guess we shouldn't be with Zito because he hits home runs. But like, were you surprised that a blockbuster came right after comments like that, that they needed to maybe shake something up or give him a jolt? Because a lot of people were just like, oh man, Spencer Knight's kind of a fan favorite even for being a backup goalie because he's raised by the Panthers. And, you know, Seth's obviously credentialed, but this kind of had a lot of people shook that it happened this weekend.
Well, yeah, first going back to those comments, you know, from Paul after the Oilers win is, yeah, he was a lot grumpier than the players were. I think some fans were surprised for him to say, you know, I didn't like much of that game. But I think that's just where the Panthers are at now. They're perfectionists now. You know, they want to be the best of the best every single night. They have a system they want to play. And even if they win, if they're not playing that system, Paul's coming in there. He's cracking the whip. They're watching film and they're getting back to what they need to do. So I think that was more of a one-off than a criticism of the entire team or a stretch of play. I mean, they've been playing so good for the last six plus weeks here defensively. So when you get to the idea of another blockbuster trade, I don't think you can be surprised. It's what Bill Zito does. I mean, he's never afraid to move, you know, pieces of the future, whether it's picks or prospects. It feels like the Panthers are never going to pick in the first round again, and that's just fine. They're getting this elite win-now talent. We love that. But it's not surprising. The Panthers know what they're doing, and more than anything, they know who's going to fit here. They get guys that are getting, you know, not a lot of love where they are currently, whether it was Sam Bennett in Calgary, you know, Brandon Montour and Sam Reinhart in Buffalo, Seth Jones in Chicago. These are guys that were taking a beating from the local media and the local fans on bad teams just because they were, you know, top players on bad teams. The Panthers know that's not what they're going to be when they get here. They know what fits here with the Panthers, and you saw it right away with Seth Jones. I know it was only one game, but he fit in right away, and you love to see that. And I don't even think you can call Bill Zito bold. I just think he's exactly what GMs need to be now. You know, you look at recent Stanley Cup champions, whether it's Vegas, whether it's Colorado, whether it's Tampa, all those teams are the teams that have GMs that have at one point or another taken a big swing and it's paid off. The teams at the bottom of the standings right now are the teams that are hoarding their prospects, that aren't making trades, that aren't really trying to get better in the now. And those are teams like the Sabres that have had great prospects and drafts, but they've been rebuilding on top of the rebuild on top of the rebuild. It's kind of just what they do. So you have to be bold, I think, to be a top team and a top general manager of the NHL these days.
What are the fans, for those who don't watch Seth or haven't watched Seth, what are the Panthers getting with him, Jameson?
They're getting just an elite two-way player. I know things didn't go right in Chicago, but when you're the top defenseman playing 25 minutes a night on one of the worst teams in the NHL, you're going to take a lot of the brunt of that just because you're the guy out there the most, and that's kind of unfair. So now he comes here where he's not playing 25 minutes. He's not the top dog. He's on a decor now with Gustav Forsling. You know, Aaron Ekblad, Nico Mikkel is a great defensive partner for him. He's going to be asked to do a lot less, and for that reason, he's going to flourish, I think. I think, you know, the points are going to tick back up. He's going to be great on the second power play unit. We saw last night he was great on the penalty kill right away, but he's a big man. You know, he's a big goaltender out there with a long stick. He's so good, I think, more than anything, at that first outlet pass. Which the Panthers love. They love to get the puck out of their zone right away, send the action, going the other way, attack in transition. He's great for that. So he's going to be great defensively. He's going to be great offensively. And the best part is he fills a need not just now this season, but for the next 5 years after this. It is so hard to get top four right shot defensemen in the NHL, especially at a decent price. With Chicago retaining part of his salary, they're only paying him $7 million a year. That's the going rate these days, you know, right now, and it's only going to become a better contract down the road if he keeps up this level of play. So it fit just such a need for the Panthers that would have been so hard to fill otherwise. Yeah, this isn't a guy that could have found a free agency this upcoming season. They had to get it through a trade. They identified him. They got him. It's a great move.
So Leroy and I got into a heated debate yesterday about the Matthew Tkachuk injury, because obviously I'm very concerned that Matthew Tkachuk
No, he's not.
I'm very concerned that he's in. Don't say, let me just set it up. Okay. But obviously the team they played last night, you know, famous for cap chicanery when it comes to long-term IR. So how should I feel about this Tkachuk injury? I feel like this is a Panthers team that's going to get to the playoffs just fine. And then, boom, there's Matthew Tkachuk. And Bill Zito mentions the cap space, so I feel like he looks at it as an opportunity where he can... Maybe Matthew could have come back, but why don't we just put him on ice for a little bit and maybe we can make him another move? How should I feel right now with this whole Matthew? Should I be terrified that he's injured? Or is this an opportunity for the Cats to still beef up? Because this is not something NHL teams have never done before, where they've tried to get their team improved and then get to the playoffs where there's no cap.
You know, it's definitely an opportunity, I think, more than anything. I don't think you need to be too worried about Matthew Tkachuk and his injury. The real problem and the real reason this injury is going to take a while is that it's lower body. And that's what hurts you the most because you can't get on the ice. And that's what takes the longest time to rehab and get back into the swing of things. We've seen guys with upper body injuries, you know, get back, have two practices, and they're good to go because they've been skating for weeks. So it's going to take a little bit for Matthew Tkachuk to get back on the ice with a lower body injury, which is why the diagnosis is what it is, you know, and we talk about back for the playoffs and things like that. So it's tough to lose him, but I think no team in the NHL maybe is better suited to lose a star player than the Panthers, because you lose Tkachuk, but up front you still got Barkov and Verhaeghe and Reinhardt and so on and so forth. The list goes on. So it's tough, but I think it might benefit Matthew Tkachuk. He's been banged up over the last couple of years. He's sacrificed his body for these back-to-back trips to the finals. Obviously, he had the broken sternum 2 years ago. Last year, he got banged up in the playoffs as well. Came back into this year. Finally, kind of got back to full health, and that's why he was playing so great. But now I think this is one more opportunity for him to rest up here for another, you know, trip back to the final here with the Cats. So not too worried. You know, he's going to tough it out. Whenever his time does come, we know what he's going to bring back to this team. But I think the Panthers are suited to kind of ride this out without him until he's back. And like you said, if he isn't back until the playoffs, the Panthers do have about $8 million in cap to work with here at the trade deadline. It's going to be fascinating to see what they do with that if they do decide to use it. The fact is, now that they have Seth Jones, they really don't have a lot of needs per se, but now they can get into luxuries. They can get into luxuries.
I like luxuries. I like that, Leroy.
So we'll see what happens.
We've gotten into this argument because he's never been hurt. Tobin's never had a real injury.
Had dead foot.
He says he had dead foot, which is he sat on a crapper too long and his foot fell asleep. That's it. But he's never had a real injury. And I was trying to explain to him how serious a groin is, because it's connected to everything and you can't do anything. So
especially in hockey when 90% of what you're doing is below the waist.
Right.
Understood.
No, you don't.
No, I understand.
You don't understand how serious it is.
I'm just sitting here and I'm looking at it. I'm like, all right, if I'm Bill Zito, we're like, all right, Matthew could be back April 1st. That's like 6 weeks off. Or he could be back April 20th.
He won't start.
And we can go big game hunting at the deadline. We can make a big swing.
Here's the deal. He may not be on a pair of skates until April. And that's the seriousness of it, is that because so many muscles are attached to that groin and are affected by that muscle in his groin, it's going to take forever.
Or forever.
And one thing about the Panthers, especially in the Paul Maurice era, is they're not a, we'll play this guy when he's 80% or 90%. They're a 100% team.
Right.
Because they don't want recurring injuries, especially with how much hockey this team has played and is going to continue to play. So that's another thing. You're not looking at Matthew Tkachuk getting back at 90%. When he's back, he's going to be 100%, unless it's game 7 of the Stanley Cup final. Then he'll tough it out. But they're waiting for Matthew Tkachuk to be at 100% here.
How I guess on the other end of the trade spectrum of this, Jameson Olive joining us here from FloridaPanthers.com. The Spencer Knight era coming to an end. He has an amazing night last night in Chicago. Bittersweet for you, a guy, you covered him for a long time. Like, how do you feel that the Panthers kind of move on from this? It's, you know, Bob doesn't look like he's slowing down at any moment. So is there a level of surprise that this whole era comes to an end with Spencer going to Chicago?
I wouldn't say surprised, just because the Panthers don't have a ton of assets to move, just because they've traded a lot of firsts in recent years. And, you know, they want to hold on to a couple of their prospects like Mackie Samuskevich, who's been so good in the top six. So when you look at what they had to move, if you have to make a deal, you have to spend money to make money. And he was one of their bigger assets they could have moved in a deal like this. And a guy that right now is a luxury because Bob is playing so well and Bob is the number one. And, you know, it's always tough. I saw Spencer the first day as a Panther at the draft. You know, I've talked to him for years, from development camps to, you know, rookie camps. camps to seasons here with the Cats to, you know, some long in-depth interviews him and I did over the years. He was a great guy, a great pro, and I'm really rooting for him. Everyone is in South Florida. I know the Panthers are as well with the Chicago Blackhawks. This works so well for him. Now he's a young goaltender on a young team that's going to contend a couple years down the road. He's a part of something big now, and, you know, Doug Plagans always likes to say, if you're good in Chicago, you're never paying for a meal again in that city. Like, that's, it's a great place to be good, and I think Spencer will be for a long time there. But the Panthers don't need a goaltender right now. They probably don't need one next year in the last year of Bob's contract. And after that, you worry about it then, because I always believe in the NHL. When if you need a goaltender, you can find a goaltender. There's so few spots. And with the Panthers, you know, they have a goaltending excellence department. Not many teams do. It's led by Roberto Luongo. They've done a great job identifying guys recently, whether it was Alex Lyon, whether it was Anthony Stolarz, who was great last year and is now starting up in Toronto. They know how to find guys. So whenever they do need that guy, I believe they're going to find it. So if you could move Spencer Knight, a luxury for a guy like Seth Jones, who's going to help you in the here and now, chase a cup this year, you know, and of course, 5 years after this, I think you had to make that move.
And how, I guess, what's the confidence level in Chris Driedger? Because he's an old friend. Like, we've had him give some time for the Cats.
He's back.
Yeah, he's back. He's back doing his thing. So do you feel like their confidence is still there in that department because of their familiarity with him?
I think 100%. And of course, like we said, if they do think they need to get even another goaltender, whether it's a third stringer or just another proven pro, they have the cap space to do it right now. So we'll see what they do there. But in terms of Chris Driedger, he was great when he was here. I know it was a while ago, but he put up great numbers. He knows the guys. He knows the facilities. He knows Rob Tallis, the goaltending coach. That goes a long way. So I think the Panthers just, they've seen it firsthand. I know his numbers in the AHL this season aren't what we're used to seeing from him, but you have to believe you bring him up here, you put him behind this team and this defense, he's going to be the Chris Driedger of old. So they have a lot of confidence in him. And, you know, if he does only play the second half of back-to-backs from here on out, or maybe a couple games more than that, he's probably only playing 5 or 6 games here down the stretch. That's all the Panthers need from him, and they believe he's a guy that can definitely do that.
Jameson Olive, FloridaPanthers.com. Thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks for having me on, guys.
There you go. We will take a break here on the show.
Why didn't you wink?
What do you mean?
You know damn well what I mean.
Listen, I kind of feel like that was understood, though. Like, the Panthers are going to make a move.
Wink, wink,
no.
Wink. No, no, no.
No, what do you mean,
no,
dude?
No, see? You should have did it.
During the show.
Exactly like you did it.
Why
during
you
the
do
show.
It? Why didn't you?
Because I'm not the one that's falling for this nonsense.
I don't understand what you're not falling for. He just said, Marcos, am I wrong here? Did Jameson say he's worried about Matthew Tkachuk or not worried about Matthew
Tkachuk? He's not worried, no, but it's going to take some time.
Which we have. And you want to know what we're going to do with that time?
What's that?
Although, I got to be honest with you. I saw a mock trade for Brady Tkachuk. We'd have to give up Bennett and Ekblad, who I know are probably going to be goners, but those are champs. I don't know how I feel about this.
Ekblad. Bennett and Ekblad?
Yeah, it made a lot of money, you know?
Come on.
And whatever picks we got left, which are not many.
Yeah, what, another Tkachuk, though?
Another Tkachuk, though.
No, but you're going to only have one Tkachuk because you don't know when the other one's coming back. I'm telling you, it's going to be a while.
Yeah, playoffs.
You're taking a lot of liberties.
When you're back to fat shaming, we're back to Tkachuk. I'm giving up Tkachuk for Lent.
Oh.
And then he'll be back. He'll rise up on Easter.
Minus one.
Why?
Dude, I don't like that.
Maybe a little.
What?
That's too much. Yeah.
Minus one.
Sorry. Too surprised. Holy for you guys? You want to get filthy with the Panthers?
Oh, no. Do you?
Oh, goodness, the right place. Oh, my goodness. I still think that's you.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference.
According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Some people like to Matthew Kachuk. I like to Matthew K.
Okay, hey. You know what? Nope. Nope. Hey, you know what? You know what, dude? That's it.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.